From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Hey, that guacamole's not ready yet. You need some bilantro. Bill Curtis, and here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. Happy to be with you. We have a very fine show for you today. Later on, we're going to be talking to actor Kristen Ritter from the Netflix show Jessica Jones. That's the one in which she plays a superhero who thinks superheroes are stupid. No, in one episode, a guy asks her on a date to see Thor: The Dark World, and she throws him through a wall. If you'd like to play our games, call us up and win one of our voices on your voicemail. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, what's happening? This is Joe Christian.
Where are you calling from, Joe?
I'm calling from wonderful Washington, Illinois. It's about 2.5 hours south of you guys.
Oh, really? Whoa, hey.
Yeah, Washington folks in the house.
We got some downstate fans here. Downstate, what do you do there in Washington, Illinois?
I work at a GIS and mapping company, and on top of that, I play rock and roll bass guitar for a band called Typecaster.
Typecaster?
Yes, sir.
You buried the lead, Joe.
I like to map my way to rock.
What kind of band is Typecaster?
I'd say a little bit Foo Fighter-y. Rock and roll, I sing. We're not screamy, but we have back influences. It's fun. I was told that I sing pretty, so I need to sing pretty, which hurt my rock and roll ego.
I understand. Joe, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, it's a writer and actor. You've seen him most recently on The President Show, playing Vice President Mike Pence. It's Peter Gross.
Hi, Joe.
Next, it's a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning and the host of Science Goes to the Movies on PBS, which now has its own YouTube channel, so she's a YouTube star. Faith Salen.
Hello, Mr. Christian.
And making her debut on our panel, it's a culture writer for BuzzFeed and host of the podcast Thirst Aid Kit. It's Bim Adewunmi. So, Joe, you're going to start us off with Who's Bill This Time. You know this. Bill is going to recreate for you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, of course, explain or identify two of them. Do that. You win the voice of anybody you like on this show on your very own voicemail.
Ooh, I'm pumped.
That was pretty.
But that wasn't even intentional. Wait for that.
All right. Here we go. Here we go, Joe. Here is your first quote.
This place sucks.
That was Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia talking about what place?
Wasn't it Capitol Hill?
It was. Yeah. It was the Capitol. Yeah. It was the Senate. Good for you. Last Friday, the government shut down, which was terrible. But on Monday, it started up again, which is worse. The shutdown happened in part because the Democrats in the Senate would not pass a budget without protecting the so-called Dreamers from deportation. So, of course, they passed a budget that did not protect the Dreamers. However, the Democrats did it in exchange for a promise from Mitch McConnell that this handful of beans were actually magic. So they let the government reopen with the promise of a deal on the Dreamers, and later in the week they got one. President Trump proposed letting the Dreamers stay in exchange for building his wall, cutting legal immigration in half, and banning all Mexican restaurants other than Taco Bell.
I like that Joe Manchin was like, this place sucks, and he said that in a conversation where he was like, I'm staying. I'm running for re-election.
Yeah.
We all do that, though.
What do you mean?
I hate everything. Can I have another helping, please?
Yeah. That's true. It's like the old Jewish joke, this government is terrible. Can I have some more?
Yeah. And such small portions.
Exactly. I screwed it up. Anyway, this is funny. The shutdown lasted, in fact, I think Friday night through early Monday morning, so it was basically a weekend off. And it turned out it was exactly 69 hours.
Nice.
The internet noticed. But when you think about it, it makes sense because 69 really is the most bipartisan number.
It is true.
Wow.
It's a good way to work together from opposite sides.
Yeah,
oh,
you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Joe, here is your next quote. It is from the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, Mr. Jamie Dimon.
It's where billionaires tell millionaires how the middle class feels.
That is Mr. Diamond's description of the very fun party that the president attended this week. What is it?
Is it Davos, Switzerland?
It is Davos. Very good. It's officially known, of course. It's officially known as the World Economic Forum or the International League of Supervillains. It's the annual gathering of world leaders and billionaires in which they decide the world's economic agenda and also on whose private island they're going to go to this year to hunt the most dangerous game, man.
Can we just point out that his wife, Melania Trump,
yes.
Had the opportunity to fly on Air Force One and
yes.
go to Davos, mm-hmm. which is a beautiful alpine community
yeah.
in Switzerland with world-famous people.
I like you
and
call
chose,
it a community.
Yeah.
And chose instead to go alone to a Holocaust museum.
In fact, she did. And not only that, but this weekend during the trip to Davos was the Trump's 13th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that the 13th anniversary is the bitter regret anniversary. So.
Wait, which Holocaust museum did she go to?
I believe
to?
She went to the one in Washington. Am I wrong?
I think so. And
yeah.
then went alone to Florida.
Yes.
Oh,
well,
my God. She's turning into like an old Jewish woman.
She is.
She went to the Holocaust museum
true.
And then went to Florida.
I'm just imagining.
He's going to come back and she's going to be like, enough with the talking about the trip. I don't care.
Our relationship, it's fucked up.
Don't put your shoes on the carpet. We just cleaned it.
Now, it's interesting because, as I said, why is he going to Davos? He doesn't supposedly like the global elites. And he wasn't, it turns out, even invited. This is true. He was not officially invited. He just said, I'm the president. I'm coming. Why would he want to leave town this week? Well, it just so happens that on Thursday, while he was away, the New York Times broke the pretty big story that in June, President Trump actually tried to fire the special counsel Robert Mueller. He didn't do it himself. He told his own lawyer to do it. Apparently, Donald Trump couldn't remember what you're supposed to say to somebody when you're ending their employment. What is that phrase? He couldn't remember it.
You're unhired.
Yes. Joe, for your last quote, please listen to this list that was put out by Delta Airlines.
Comfort turkeys, sugar gliders, snakes, spiders, and more.
That was part of their press release announcing a new policy from Delta in which they are banning what from their airplanes?
Weird pets?
Not weird pets so much as animals that are classified as what?
Oh, service animals.
Exactly. They are doing something about all the fake service animals.
Yeah.
Finally, people have been complaining about this for a while. And yes, they say that people have, in fact, brought on board their planes all the animals that Bill just listed. Seriously, guys, comfort turkeys? Do the comfort turkeys have a comfort parrot for them saying, no, 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 they're not going to eat you. No. Comfort spiders, of course, that makes sense. Because if you get agitated, they have all those legs to stroke you to calm you down.
Have you ever seen, I fly a lot, and I've just seen dogs and cats. Have you guys ever seen any of these?
Yes, I mean, I myself travel with a comfort boa constrictor.
Yeah. Sure.
For about the last almost 9 years, I've been traveling with an uncomfort child. which has made traveling very difficult.
So this is, of course, the problem. There are people of all kinds who really need their companion animals, people with various disabilities. That, of course, we know this. But the problem is there is no official authority saying what's real and what isn't. You can just order a certificate off the internet. So you can claim anything is a necessary emotional aid to get it onto the plane for free. Like, oh, here, this is my comfort family of four.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. No, this is my comfort full-sized bottle of shampoo.
I was going to say, this is my comfort scotch.
Yeah, exactly.
So then what's do they have a definitive list that's just dogs?
Well, they're saying that in order to bring...
Oh, you just made a bunch of enemies when you said just dogs.
Oh, what, cat people are mad at me?
Yes. Cat people get mad any chance they can.
Yes. You think a cat person is just sitting at home right now
listening
to the radio by themselves? What, am I going to get like a knit letter from somebody? Whatever. I'll put my address on the air if you're going to send me a knit letter.
Bill, how did Joe do in our quiz?
Joe's singing a happy tune because he got all three.
Well done, Joe. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
And good luck with the band. We want to remind everyone they can join us most weeks right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org.